So now I'd like to go into world events. And I want to focus, of course, on Ukraine and Russia. Now, I have been, of course, listening, as most of you probably have, to the news. I have been reading a lot of articles. In my case, I could read a lot of articles from the German press as well. And I have to say I was shocked, amazed, and upset. Yes, and I'm still upset. Angry, if you please, about many things when I look at what is happening right now. First, I heard a statement by Nancy Pelosi saying, oh, Mr. Biden has acted brilliantly in this affair. And I'm saying, where is the brilliance? I haven't seen any brilliance when it comes to President Biden. I think he has miserably failed. He is, to a large part, responsible for the mess which we are having right now in Russia and the Ukraine. But then comes Mr. Trump, and he made some stupid, absolutely stupid comments when Putin invaded Ukraine, saying, oh, he's a genius. And I'm saying, where is he a genius? He is a madman. He is a complete, total, utter blockhead. And even though I understand that, you know, the left liberal media is using that comment and probably taking it out of proportion and out of context, I mean, he should have never made a stupid comment like that. He has been making stupid comments before when it came to vaccinations. He hasn't learned, apparently, from the past. What also makes me quite upset is the fact that even conservative groups and outlets, like Fox News in part by one of their commentators, and Breitbart and the Ron Paul Institute, have been completely, totally made statements and reports which are absolutely wrong. Trying to say before Putin intervened, oh, well, you know, or invaded, oh, it's just all fake news and he is not going to invade and it's not our business anyhow. And what do we Americans have to do with that? What short-sightedness, what ridiculous nonsense coming out from these kind of angles. Germany, same thing. You have Russian-friendly groups, the high political opposition party, AfD, making absolutely stupid comments. And the same is true for the FPÖ in Austria. So that made me quite upset because anybody in with a sound mind should have seen what is happening. So now we're talking about sanctions. Nobody did anything when it came to Ukraine apart from sanctions. The sanctions are absolutely useless. President Biden made the pronounced statement in his brilliance that the sanctions don't even come into play, actually, for 30 days, if then they have any effect whatsoever. 30 days. By that time, Ukraine, as we know it, may not even exist anymore. And then, of course, you had Kamala Harris with her infinite wisdom. When she was over there in Germany, in Munich, she said, oh, well, the sanctions are there for the purpose of deter Putin to invade. And now Biden says, oh, they were never meant to deter Putin. So this is the kind of leadership we got in the United States. Now they're talking about sanctions. They're even talking about SWIFT, you know, this banking system. Well, so far Germany is blocking it still. The rest apparently are on board. They're also talking about finally, personally, targeting Putin and Foreign Minister Lavrov by freezing their bank accounts and perhaps, by issuing a travel ban. Now, that's not clear yet because Germany, Europe says no, it's not a travel ban. America seems to be saying it is a travel ban, but their statements were kind of ambiguous. And after Germany and Europe, actually, the EU, did this financial sanction business when it came to their to Putin and to Lavrov, only then Biden and Trudeau were stumbling along. It had to be Europeans who did it first. When it comes to Zelensky, the leader of Ukraine, he has become a national hero. It looks like, according to the German press I was reading, he is the only leader we have in this world. And we're talking about Putin, I mean, I'm not talking about him, but I'm talking about the only real leader in the Western world. You know, nobody else has shown to be a leader. A tremendously outspoken editorial was written by Piers Morgan this morning, which we most certainly are going to publish in the next update. I mean, he hit the nail on the head. He said there are no leaders. Forget Biden. Forget Scholz, a new German chancellor. Forget Macron. Forget Boris Johnson. They all have miserably failed. And he makes a good point. You know, even when it comes to Johnson, who had a lot of statements, I mean, all talk, no action. When it came to Macron, oh, he's terribly disappointed because he was deceived by Putin. What in the world did he expect? You know, it's all the incredible lack of soundness. It's just beyond, absolutely beyond imagination. Zelensky just issued a statement saying we are fighting all alone. He said, where's the world? Nobody is helping us. Now, there are some coming in now, sending some weapons. Even Germany finally came around, and they are going to send some weapons now, even though for all this time they refused to do so. Now they are allowing some other nations, you know, which have German weapons. They bought these weapons from Germany, and until now, Germany blocked even those weapons being sent to the Ukrainians. Now they finally gave the green light. But, you know, it's just embarrassing when you see the weakness of Mr. Scholz. I mean, he was a weak leader from the outset. The reason why Putin intervened from a human standpoint is two. He's looked at Biden and he's looked at Scholz. And he said, they are so weak, they are no challenge for me. And that's why he intervened. You know, there are other reasons I'm going to talk about in a moment, but that is from a human standpoint why he did it. Now, why he didn't do it 8 years ago, because for 8 years he has been talking about invading Ukraine because he wants Ukraine to be part of the old Soviet Empire, and that brings me to the next point. Is he going to stop? Let's assume he wins. Now, they were trying to take over Kyiv. Now, I used to say Kiev, and in Germany we say Kiev, the capital of Ukraine. Now, I prefer to say Kyiv. Why? Because I was just taught that Kiev is the Russian pronunciation, Kyiv the Ukrainian pronunciation. I'd rather say Kyiv, because Kyiv is the capital of Ukraine, not Russia, at least not yet. So anyhow, they were trying to occupy Kyiv yesterday, and of course it didn't work. There was grave concern that the Russians might take it over, and I was just reading this morning, a few minutes ago before I came up here, that the mayor of Kyiv said, we are completely, totally surrounded now by the Russians. So we don't know how long Kyiv can withstand the Russian onslaught. The Russians have lost about more than 3,000 people by now. Soldiers who died, and the Ukrainians have lost a few, but by no means as many. So the Russians were probably surprised about the strong resistance the Ukrainians were showing. Now, if NATO would have done something ahead of Putin's invasion, if they would have put all the soldiers and all the armies there at the border, like they're trying to do now, maybe things would have been different. But they were all weak, they were all unable, unwilling to do something about it. And so we are hearing more and more the comparison between Hitler and Putin. And that is a very appropriate comparison. When you read the history, and I have been going through this now, and I have also put some articles together, which we are going to have in the next update. When you look at what Hitler did, you see it's exactly, I mean exactly, what Putin is doing now. He started with the Saarland, the Sudetenland, Austria, and then Czechoslovakia. And he assured then the people, Czechoslovakia, that's the last country I'm going to invade. And of course they all appeased Hitler. And then the next thing you know, he invaded Poland. And then of course finally the world reacted. Now, Putin is trying to overtake Ukraine. We don't know yet for sure whether it's going to be successful. It looks like that Ukraine is, as I said, giving a stronger resistance. And of course, even though they're all alone, they're getting now some weapons, at least defensive weapons, from some of the countries. But, you know, Biden said from the outset, we are not going to have any boots on the ground. A total, complete invitation to Putin to march in. So NATO is not doing anything because they say, oh, Ukraine is not a NATO country, even though they had promised to Ukraine when Ukraine gave up their nuclear weapons, that in return, if something were ever to happen to Ukraine, they would intervene, they would help. Another broken promise, as especially America has been famous of breaking promise after promise after promise. Go through the history, how they dealt with the American Indians, and you know what I'm talking about. Now, this will backfire, ultimately, as I will show you in a moment. But here we have Putin. Don't think a moment that Putin will be content once he has invaded and occupied and overrun Ukraine. His goal is to reestablish the Soviet Empire as it once existed, which means it would include NATO countries, countries which were at one time part of the Soviet Union and which are now part of NATO. But before he might do that, he has already threatened other no-NATO members, like Sweden and Finland. And he said, now, if you are trying to become part of NATO, my words, but this is pretty much what he implied, you would experience what Ukraine is experiencing now. Sweden is very concerned about this, and they have done all kinds of things. For instance, if you want to get vodka in Sweden, you can't get it anymore, because they prohibited the sale and the import of vodka, and of course many of the soccer affiliations have said, okay, no more games, either with Russia at all, or Russian teams, or most certainly not in Russia, which of course would have been a nonsense if you want to have a soccer game playing in St. Petersburg at this point. But Finland and Sweden are quite concerned. But these are even still countries which are non-member NATO countries. Now some say, but Putin is not going to in any way invade NATO. He wouldn't dare. Well, he wouldn't dare if you would talk about a rational person. But Putin is not a rational person. Putin is a madman. He is completely, utterly insane, like Hitler was. You know, many people are saying now they have known Putin. Putin has changed. I was listening to a report yesterday saying, you know, Putin has become unwell, or he's not well anymore, and they're not just talking about his physical condition, which apparently is not also that great either, but his spiritual condition, his mental condition. In observing what Putin has been doing, in reading up on what Hitler has been doing, I will have to draw another comparison. And I alluded to that in the latest Standing Watch program on Putin. And of course, I also alluded to that in a previous Standing Watch program when it comes to the fate of Russia. We have felt for many, many years, of course, I believe as long as I've been in the church, that Hitler was demonically possessed. Chances are by Satan himself. Seeing the incredible parallels between the way Hitler acted and the way Putin is acting now, you cannot just say, Putin is just copying intentionally what Hitler did. No, because some of the things were just circumstances, you can't just copy them. I believe that Putin is possessed, not just inspired, possessed by the same demon, or maybe even Satan himself, who possessed Hitler. That's what I believe. And because of that, you cannot deal with Hitler, with the new Hitler, with Putin, on a rational basis. You cannot say, Putin is not going to do this because he is completely under the influence, the power of Satan. And Satan is a destroyer. And Putin doesn't care how many people die. He doesn't care how many are being evaporated. They're talking about now the situation that they are using weapons, perhaps, which will evaporate the people. The threat was made by Putin that he is going to use nuclear weapons against anyone who will try to interfere in his affairs with Ukraine. You know, Piers Morgan is talking about the fact that Putin is a bully, and you have to knock him on the head. If you have a bully, you knock him on the head, and then he, you know, gives up. Well, to our young people, I'm not saying that you should become violent when people are bullying you, but you should stand up, though. Don't just let it all happen to you. Stand up. Do something about it. Report these bullies to your parents, to the teachers. Don't let them go away with their evil conduct. They are evil and most certainly cowards, those bullies. Do something about it. Of course, Piers Morgan is making the point, you know, when it comes to Putin, you know, somebody should knock him on the head, but there's nobody there. Nobody there who would be willing to do it or able to do it. And because of that, he is going to have his way and he's going to go forward and he will do whatever harm God allows. Of course, Satan is behind it, no question about it. But of course, Satan is only allowed to do what God allows or what God permits. But I would say that Putin is probably the most evil person around if you're talking about the influence he has on others. Because I'm not saying that this Un guy over there in North Korea is any better or any of those people, but see, I mean, he has the most influence. And he is doing a lot of harm. When I woke up this morning, I was wondering whether Mr. Zelensky was still alive. Because he said, I may be dead by now. Or yesterday he said that. Because, you know, Russia, they have these lists where they have already said, okay, we are going to go after those people, and especially those who are in government, and we are just wiping them out, killing them, murdering them. And Zelensky is probably a number one of that list. And here the world stands idly by. See, Zelensky was over there in Munich during the conference, and he stood up and he told everybody, we need your help. And he got a standing ovation. And now if he dies, if he is killed by the Russians, the world stands idly by and watches this murder on television. I mean, this is the kind of thing we are dealing with. And that shouldn't make you upset. Here is a legitimate country, a sovereign country, with a leadership which was elected, democratically elected, by the people. And here comes this mass murderer Putin, the liar, the one who has been responsible for killing and killing and killing other people, and he got away with it throughout his governmental terror regime, and he is just occupying and invading this country, and what is happening? Nothing. Really nothing, in effect. Exactly what was the case when Hitler did what he did. And the world stood idly by and said and did nothing. And this is the most terrible situation. And God, let me just say this, God has cursed Putin. And he has cursed everyone who is supporting this maniac and who is in any way trying to defend what Putin is doing. And also those who are standing idly by, even though they could have acted and still could act. Germany has finally come around and sending some weapons with a most hypocritical explanation by the German Chancellor. I mean, I couldn't believe when I heard that, what he was saying now. It's just amazing how weak the Western world, how weak NATO is. And Putin knows it. Satan knows it, for sure. And that's why he is inspiring Putin to do what he is doing. You know, I'm, in a sense, glad I'm not a God being yet. In my present frame of mind, I mean, I would just rain fire and brimstone on Putin and those supporters within a heartbeat. But you see, God has a lot more patience and, of course, a lot more aware of what's going on. And he knows why this is all happening and why this is being allowed. And, of course, Satan is a god of this world. He is a prince of the power of the air. There's another reason I want to quickly mention why Putin is doing what he's doing. Yes, he wants to re-establish the old Soviet Empire, and there's even concern in Germany right now. Not just Poland, not just Hungary, not just Czechoslovakia, Germany right now, that Putin might even try to occupy East Germany, former East Germany. Now, we know from the Bible that we are not going to see a war between Europe and Putin at this point, at least not a nuclear war, not a war with substantial ramifications. But we know it's going to happen. We know it's going to happen. And we know that Russia, China, will destroy Germany, will destroy Europe. We know that. It's going to happen in the future. What we're seeing right now is a preview of what is going to happen pretty soon. And when it comes to America, America standing idly by, making absolutely ridiculous statements or no statements at all this time, leaving Ukraine completely alone. The same will happen to America when the European power will invade and attack and conquer America. Nobody will help America then either. They will find themselves in the position Ukraine may find itself in now. You can call it any way you want. I call it justice. Because Biden could have done something. The Biden administration could have done something. Should have done something. Doing nothing. Giving lip services. But that's about it. And so Germany, Europe, they're already saying, and I'm reading these reports, we can't rely on America. We can't rely on NATO. We have to have our own European army. They're talking about, again, instituting the draft in Germany, which, of course, is a terrible development for our members over there. But that's what's going to happen pretty soon. And then we all know that when this has happened, when those 10 nations or groups of nations have come together and have given their power and their authority to a beast, as he is called in the Bible, a very charismatic political military leader, and Olaf Scholz is not the one, that's for sure, but somebody is alive, and somebody is going to stand up, and he is going to be given this power, and then we can talk about another modern Hitler, apart from Putin, and the demon who is possessing Putin will by then, I believe, possess that beast individual, and then there will be an attack. And then he will attack Russia and China and other nations in the far eastern world. And we don't know exactly what is going to happen, but it says he will hear rumors, very, very dangerous, difficult rumors, and they will attack in great fury. Maybe it's like the gas, if there's still gas being imported from Russia, maybe they say, okay, we're not going to import it anymore, whatever it may be. But he will attack. And then Russia and China will retaliate with nuclear weapons. The Bible makes this very clear. So what we are seeing right now is a preview. It's a dangerous preview. It's something which should make all of us realize how quick it can happen and how far we are advanced. It's not the time right now to dilly-dally around and to, you know, get disinterested like some ridiculous commentators in certain newsletters were saying, oh, well, you know, Ukraine, that's not our business. Well, it's pretty soon our business when Putin keeps going and going to invade other countries. And then American troops are over there too. Then it will become our business. And then it's going to be pretty late. So let's keep our eyes open and let's realize what is happening and that Satan, as a god of this world, can do whatever human beings can even think of. And he is going to do this because God allows it. And God has a plan. He wants to get his prophecies fulfilled so that he can bring his son Jesus Christ back to this earth to make an end to what is happening right now, which is the only solution. In the light of the weak leadership and the weak politicians, the incompetent ones, the only solution.